Hi mamas, this is your host Britt Contreras for Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm a mother of two beautiful girls that have inspired me to go on this journey to share my vulnerability and be transparent about motherhood unfiltered and those tireless days that I had of sometimes having mom guilt and sadness and postpartum depression and anxiety, and being honest about those raw feelings so that way I can help you out. Because I have discovered my life purpose to be a spiritual life coach, to bring angel card readings, and to be bringing positive vibes to all women, to all mamas everywhere. So that way you know that you matter and that your identity is just around the corner. You just have to find what fulfills you, what makes you happy, and let's do that together. Let's have our glass of wine, let's cry together, laugh together, and just be one together. Because you are not alone. And this is your host, Britt Contreras, from Mama to Mama. Hello, gorgeous mama. Hey mamas, this is episode 16, and I'm calling it No Hatred Allowed. Take a listen with an open heart, open mind, and it's coming from a place of love and light of everything going on in the world in my perspective, and how, like I said, there's no hatred allowed. So positive vibes, and let's continue the conversation in a open, friendly, bring humanity first together kind of way. And I hope you enjoy this podcast, also with some spiritual awakening at the end. Thank you. Take a listen. Hi, mamas. Today is almost Thursday because it's 11:24. And I wanted to jump on this podcast today because for a few reasons, episode 16 didn't seem to get published, and there was just a lot of different noises and background stuff, and just like when I re-listened to it, the quality was just not good. And you know what? I honestly believe there was a reason for that. I am a huge believer in everything happens for a reason. And I've been getting a lot of different signs lately, and I'm not gonna say no more, you know, that I might be freaking some of my family and friends out because they might not know the same Brittany that was 2 years ago, from 2 years ago till now. So, because there's no need for me to apologize. This is me. It's always been me. It's just that now I have my inner truth. And what is inner truth? That means being who you truly are meant to be. That's what it is. And I have found that by listening to my intuition, my gut feelings, my instincts, as well as the angels, and listening for signs and seeing angel numbers, I have been getting a lot of guidance. I have my Jesus candle right here that we got out of respect to light for the passing of my uncle recently. And I'm just gonna let this whole podcast be led by the angels and my spirit team, and I call them to help me to kind of lead this podcast of love and light. And I can feel the vibration, I can feel the vibes. I'm a part of a lot of different groups, some mom groups, help with toddler groups, toddlerhood, what toddler meals to do, because honestly I'm running out of ideas. I'm tired of going to McDonald's, and I feel like such a bad mom for giving fast food all the time, but honestly it's what I can do right now while I work full time from home, and that has been so difficult. And I've been realizing more and more that during this pandemic you are going to truly reflect on who you are as a person and kind of feel renewed and just be able to get more guidance, because it's giving us time to look inside ourselves and to see what we really want to do, what our life purpose is, and what our identity is. We're not just moms, we're not just strong women. We're a lot of things that we were before we had kids, and now we are even more because we have kids. Our children have taught us more. They have taught us how to grow and how to be, but we also have to find
our identity in that, because being just a mom, as I've said many times before, is not just a mom. There, that is a job in itself. But also to that point is you have to find your life purpose, and everyone has a life purpose. Everyone has a spirit team on the other side, meaning in heaven or when they pass, and also here earthbound. So having explained that, we also have different ways of how we intercept those messages and how we open our mind. And the more open you are, the more they come to you, the more the signs come to you and the angels speak to you. And that could be something simple like the light turning off and on. It could be feeling chills along your neck when there's no wind. It could be a song that was special to you that represents the person that passed. So I'm talking about a lot of different things here, but I want to go back to, this is mainly, this podcast is for moms and for anybody who's looking for their life purpose and to open yourself up to the spiritual side of things, because sometimes in our journeys, they could be really rocky. Sometimes the roads are unpaved and just the worst that we can ever feel. I know I have hit bottom before where I have not wanted to be here. I thought people would be better off without me. And just even there were times when I didn't want to feel. I didn't allow myself to feel emotions, which is the worst kind of feeling, if it's a feeling at all, because you almost grow numb to the pain that you're feeling and you just don't want to feel no more. And when you don't want to feel no more, you start going down a road that's very dark and you forget a lot of who you are and how many people that love you and support you. And this past month of September was a suicide awareness month, and I know that there's many months that talk about different awareness. This month is breast cancer awareness and also loss of infant and losing a child during this month. But they're awareness months to bring awareness, but they're not just a month. It continues for a lifetime. So we are all dealing with different things, but at the same time, we're all in it as a whole because we are all connected. We feel the vibrations that we put out and we feel those vibrations all over. Okay. So that's sometimes why we might see a lot more bad than good going on in the world. And granted, there are ways of how it's communicated, and you know, there's social media these days and the news, and so a lot of things are highlighted more so than ever before. But we have to remember the essence of who we are, the beings, and that we are all human beings at the end of the day. We all have pain, we all have suffering, we all have hurt, and we have to empathize and put ourselves in someone else's shoes to realize that no one's better than anybody. Everybody goes through dark stages, and if we pool together and connect and unite as a whole, then we can do so much good in this world. And I just want to say, you know, with COVID, a lot of people have lost a lot of people, and my heart goes out to all of those people. I know one of my neighbors lost a family member, and I can't, you know, I can't imagine, but I can't at the same time because every situation's different. But I can empathize because I know what it's like to lose people in my life. I mean, just in the last year and a half, I've lost 4 people. And unfortunately, due to COVID, we haven't really had a proper funeral for 3 of them. So it's just, it's a hard time. And also with everything that's going on with people that are feeling racial inequality and all the things that we need to correct in our system, like, I understand, because I look at it through your eyes and I see to you know, my friends that are of different ethnicities and different cultures, Black, Hispanic, white, Asian, you know, you name it. People need to realize that just because it might not be affecting you does not mean that that person hasn't seen the world differently or seen other people differently. But it's also our job to realize that not all is a word that can define every single person for the way that someone else acts. You know, like, because I will just openly say I support the Black community and I support law enforcement. I don't think that I have to choose one or the other because I know good people on both sides. Do I think that there is a problem? Yes. I think that there's a way to correct it and there's a way to make sure that there are protocols in place and things that are eliminated that aren't effective tools. Having said that, I don't want to make this a political thing. I really don't. I'm just coming from my heart and I'm saying that, let me put it this way. I thought about it the other day really hard and I said, you know what, like, I come from a journalistic background. And lately I've been seeing a lot of journalism that is kind of one-sided, or they show a lot of bad in the world rather than good. And yes, that is some truth, but it's not all truth. You know, the old saying that seeing is sometimes believing for some people is not always the case, because there are things that we don't see that do happen. There is good that does happen on all sides. You know, there are racist people out there that don't deserve to have a say, I don't think. And, you know, like white supremacy, KKK, and all that, that is not acceptable. That is hatred, pure hatred. And that is not okay. There's also a lot of people that are on both sides of supporting law enforcement and supporting the Black community that aren't racist and that aren't going to say that all cops are bad, because they believe that there's good people on both sides. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that, you know, you can hear in my heart that I'm coming from a place of love, and I've posted on my own accounts and to bring this to attention. But back to what I was saying is that with the media, I saw a lot of stuff that I was just like, wow, you know, I keep hearing the Black community talking about how they're fearful of their lives. And I know good cops, so I don't see it necessarily. I'm not, you know, when I see a cop, I don't get scared. I don't feel fearful of my life because I haven't had to live through that. But I also felt in my heart that I was like, you know, if the media didn't, like, show half the stuff that they showed, you know, I feel like they're perpetuating the problem sometimes, that it's making more of the Black community more fearful for their lives, even more so, you know? So, to me, I don't know how to fix the problem, and maybe I am completely wrong in this, and, you know, I need to open the door in the conversation more. But to me, like, I feel like an open dialogue conversation between officers and the Black community really needs to be had. And yes, they said that it's been there, done that, and it's over. But the conversation needs to continue. And with all of the hate and all the violence and all the stuff that goes on that's not dialogue. It's just a bunch of noise, and it's not allowing for the true words to come out. You know, it's not fixing anything. More hate with more hate, more violence with more violence. That's all it does. It's just create more hate, more violence. It doesn't give us a place of love. It doesn't give us a place of making a world the better place for our children. And, you know, in tonight's debate, again, I don't want to go political, but the very last question from an eighth grader, it brought me to tears because she said that, how is it basically that, you know, all the time she sees on the media that our leaders on opposing sides are always arguing. If they're arguing and they can't get along, then how are the citizens supposed to get along? And it was a very good question, very good point. And she ended it with saying they were an example of how we can move forward. And they are, you know, I mean, a debate is a debate, but we're dealing with real people's lives. So that's where it gets touchy and people get heated because it's real life issues. The importance I can say to that is to go vote and cast your vote, and your voice does matter. Every voice matters. And at the end of the day, we all have families that we care about. We all have, you know, kids, whether they're your own or your nieces and nephews or grandchildren, that you care about, that you want them to grow up to be, to have a future, to not have to worry about walking outside their door based on their skin color, to not have to be fearful of police, and for, if they have family members, please do not be scared that their dad or their, you know, brother, whoever, might not come home because they're so hated because they wear the badge. So on both sides, I see it. I do. And again, it brings back to humanity that we're all human. We all bleed the same, and we all have pain and suffering. And without pain and suffering, we wouldn't be able to have empathy either. But it doesn't have to continue to be this way of choosing what side you're on. There's no sides. Humanity is not a side. It's a way of living. It's in our souls. I mean, if you dig deep down and you find the compassion, you'll realize that we are all equal. And I get that we can't all be equal until we all have the same rights given, and our ancestors of all things, you know, for women and African American community, Hispanic community, you know, even with Jewish people, there's been some kind of road that had to be paved in order to get there, and it wasn't always pretty. But now it's time, I think, to grow from this and to reflect and see what kind of person we want to be, what kind of role model we want to be, and how we want to shape the future generation. Because I don't have room in my heart for hate. And you might listen to this podcast and hate me for it, and I'm sorry. You don't, you know, I can pray for you and uplift you that way, but I don't hate you, you know. I don't hate anybody. Of course, there's somebody that comes to mind that, you know, took most of my being away of who I was, and now that I'm finding myself, I'm getting closer and closer to forgiveness for everyone who has wronged me in some way. And I ask for forgiveness for anybody I have ever wronged. And I hope I grow. I continue to hope to grow. And that doesn't mean forgiveness doesn't mean you have to be best pals or you hang out with the person and get coffee. I mean, even virtually, because right now we can't be in person. But forgiveness is for your soul. It's for yourself. And it sounds selfish, but really, no. It's for your soul to grow, because forgiveness is such a powerful thing that if you really think about it, when you hold guilt, when you hold animosity or any like anger, all those feelings manifest into hate, and it's a heavy, heavy burden to have on you. But when you release that and you let go, and sorry to reference, but Frozen, let it go, always sticks in my head now, because you have to just let it go. Seriously. When you let it go, you can just breathe a sigh of relief. You can feel the weight lift off your shoulders and like this lightness and airiness about you, like you can almost walk on water. You're not Jesus. I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but I'm saying we are beings that are meant to be close to Jesus. Jesus wants us to be there. And yes, I'm going to bring faith into that, because that's what I believe. And whatever you believe, the universe, manifestation, a higher power, a higher being, there is the one for you, looking after you in a spirit team. And I feel like I'm getting validation right now because my candle keeps flickering. And I'm trying to, for all those people that really hate Christians and faith-based people, because they think that we just, first of all, I'm more spiritual than religious. And I'm not going to use my faith as an excuse for anything I do, because I'm human. I do make mistakes, and I'll apologize for those mistakes. But I hope you hear that all of this podcast is a place of love, and I'm not trying to perpetuate any problem or trying to be silent, because I haven't been. I've spoken on both sides, but it also will not stand for hatred of anybody. So I just want to be clear that this podcast is of true love, and that's how I've been feeling. And I've battled inside with myself. I've done research. I've, you know, tried to make sure I understand what I'm talking about before I talk, because I truly want it to come across as my truth, which is the truth that I will stand with anybody who is of love and light and who wants to put humanity first. I hear you. I see you. I see the tireless efforts of the men in uniform and women in uniform, the essential workers, the frontline responders that are not always liked but do their job anyways, who go and save strangers. I see the Black community who says, when are they going to hear us? When are they going to see us? When are we going to be created equal? Our ancestors might have gone through it 200 plus years ago, but now we feel like we're going through it again because of someone who decided that it was okay to kneel for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. So that's never okay, for the record. There are so many countless others, you know, that don't deserve that. And then there's also children in Chicago that have passed because of the hatred going on in the streets, because of being caught in the crossfire. There are a lot of things going on in this world that we don't always have the answer to. We don't know why little kids suffer, why babies get cancer. We don't know why women are caught as young as, you know, babies to be abused sexually and physically and all different kinds of things like that. We don't know a lot of things that go on in this world and don't have the answers, but what it could tell you is that's the evil of the world. And how we combat evil is with more love, more light, more strength in our faith. To be advocates for humanity when it seems like all is lost. It's not all lost. We're just finding ourselves. This 2020 is an opening to 2020 vision to really see and focus in on what we've been asking for of, if I only had more time. Well, now you have more time to spend with your families, to spend with your children, and try to look at it that way. And for those who have lost loved ones, I understand. Take all the time you need, because losing a loved one may feel a little bit lighter each day, but it's always going to be heavy on your shoulders no matter what. Even if you believe in spiritual purpose and all the stuff that I believe, I get upset all the time because, of course, I want my grandma here, my grandma Helen, my Papa David, and my Uncle George, and my cousin Jason, Carissa, my Grandpa Joe's, a lot of people, my Grandma Gigi. Okay. But I know they're also with me every single day, and they're helping to guide these messages. So let's refocus here. And I thought that I would continue. Like I said, I'm just trying to be led by spirit of maybe the kind of message they want me to deliver today. So I'm hoping I'm doing justice. Can I get some validation here? Now is the perfect time to hear a word from our sponsor. So let's transition to an angel card reading, beginning with this prayer. Deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in, deep breath out. Okay, let's start with the prayer.
Dear God, I ask that you be sure that only your pure and trustworthy messages come through these cards. Please protect my loved ones and me. Please help me to see, hear, feel, and know the messages that you have for us. I ask that this card reading bring blessings to everyone involved. Okay. So I'm just going to let it fill. I'm going to take one from the middle and pull three cards today. One from the end. I'm not going to look at them yet. I feel insistent to pull this last card too, so I'm gonna just do that. Okay, so I pulled four cards. And I have a calendar here also that I normally wait till the day of, but I felt insistent to see tomorrow's day, and it says Just Believe, which was right after the message at 11:11. So I found that kind of interesting. Okay, so I'm gonna flip this first card. It says, Healer of Thought. It's time to clean up your life. Get rid of anything that clutters your space or makes you disorganized. People who take from you but don't give back should be released as well. You or another person involved in the situation is wise, insightful, and caring, has a wonderful sense of humor, and offers a lot of life experience. Excuse me. killer thought. Okay. This is the longest podcast. If I can burp while I do a reading. Okay. Hopefully I can edit that out. And I'm just looking up the full definition right now because in my little book that I have, it tells me more. And I just always like to share, if I can, a little bit more. It says, out with the old and in with the new. It's time to clean up all aspects of your life that no longer serve your divine purpose. What are we talking about today? If your space is cluttered and disorganized, tidy it up. If your home is full of things you no longer use, have a yard sale or donate them to a reputable charitable organization. Which is crazy because I've been cleaning up this office / craft room / playroom for my daughters. And I feel so much more clear. And I'm still going to hang up inspirational messages and stuff, but I've been really organizing. One of the charities I'm going to give to is on a donation bag that I got that was for cancer cure. So, and I just reached out to one of my other friends about her foundation, make good moves. I think it's something like that. I'll play it in next time for sure. But yeah, she is helping to get the message out about breast cancer. So crazy how everything's all connected. If there are people in your life who only take and don't give back or are creating unnecessary drama in your world, it may be time to release them. Mixing humor with wisdom can help solve any problem in a way that everyone can approve of. Someone who has great wisdom accumulated from diverse experiences in life, a person who has infinite patience and a wonderful sense of humor, a successful person without an ounce of pretension, a very insightful and caring friend, a sometimes stoic or professional demeanor that hides a warm and loving heart. Additional meanings of this card is a married individual, a single parent, asserting your independence, being a perfectionist. Okay, so that's maybe the type of person this card is being drawn to. And it shows probably 20th century woman with her little feather hat and her bodice real poised, but she's you can tell she's strong because she has her hand on her hip and she's just looking like she's ready to go get what she needs to follow her path. So, okay, the next card is a boy who has his hand behind his back, kind of looking into the future, and he's looking at a flower plant and just looking very cheerful. So, although you have a lot to do, it's important that you get organized first. So again, organization. That's what it keeps telling is get organized first. Once planning is complete, you can roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your guardian angels surround you and are ready to help out, which you've been calling on them. So if you've been calling your guardian angels for signs, look for those signs. This card also indicates a very loving, kind, and loyal friend, someone with a big heart, a quick wit, and endless patience. This person could be you. So, I've been asking you guys to listen to this podcast from my heart and to really hear it. So, I don't know if that's speaking of me giving you the message, but I hope we can continue to be friends after this podcast. So, okay. Helper of abundance. This is the full definition. That's the card I just read. There's an awful lot to do. Better get organized first. Think through your plans and make notes. Ask for the counsel of others who have experience in this situation. Once you have it all planned, then roll up your sleeves and get to work.
There's no procrastination allowed when the helper of abundance comes into your reading. However, this card does always indicate that your guardian angels are standing by waiting to help you. That's good news. But like I said, you always have a spirit team around you, so don't ever doubt that. A very loving, kind, and loyal friend, someone with a big heart and a great sense of humor, a person who can accomplish amazing amounts of work in a short time and is able to take a stalled project and get it moving again, supportive and completely trustworthy. Endless patience, concerned about ecological matters. So if I'm that person to help you move forward in any way I can, I will. I don't know yet what way that would be, but if it's to connect you to the right people, whoever I can. I do know people who have worked on books that are publishers. I know people that are spiritual. So if you're looking for spiritual growth, if you've never been to a medium before, but you want to hear from your loved ones, I know some great people, and they're humble and compassionate, and they're just really genuine people that want to help relay those messages. I'm not there yet. I hope to get there, because we all have spiritual abilities. We all can grow them. Again, it depends on your openness and how you allow yourself to receive those messages. So I, like I said, been getting closer and closer. My signs as of now come through the strong feelings that I feel, because I do feel like I pick up on other people's vibrations and feelings. And then also angel numbers, sometimes I'll see the numbers on random things. So always, for those who don't know, angel numbers are like triple digit numbers. So if you see 11-11 a lot, 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, even people that are afraid of 666, it's not a number in that way. If you look up the actual definition, there's a meaning behind it as an angel number as well. I don't get that number, but 777, 999, and it seems like every numbers I'm calling out, but there really is significance to those numbers. And even 1222 is a angel number as well. And the numbers I get a lot is 1111, 111, 222, 444, and 555. Those are pretty much my numbers all the time. But the 1111 and 111 is just like all like craziness. So, and it doesn't always have to be on the clock. It could be on different things. You might see it on a license plate. You might see it on, I don't know, a t-shirt or something. Or when you're watching a video, a specific maybe song YouTube video, it will say 1 minute and 11 seconds. Things like that, or 1 hour and 11 minutes, something like that. So, those are just examples. The next card is Ace of Abundance. It's a picture of a cherub, which is like a little baby angel. This cherub brings wonderful news. A windfall of resources comes your way to help you with your plans. These resources may involve money, advice, or assistance in getting things done. It's a good time to start a new venture, change careers, or go into business for yourself. There may be important contracts to sign. Okay, so a lot of these cards are in alignment of what I've been asking for. So hopefully it's also in alignment of what you need to hear. Yeah. I'm going to read a little bit more about Ace of Abundance right now. And funny thing is, I've been asking for abundance in all forms, and two of the cards we're looking at right now is talking about abundance. So it's not a coincidence. It's
your angels talking to you. And a lot of people think things are coincidence, and really, it's an important message that you need to hear. Okay, Ace of Abundance. It's an ace. I should have known it would be at the beginning. Okay. This is the beginning of a wonderful new endeavor. A windfall of resources comes your way to help you get things off to a fantastic start. So that's what the same as the card said. But this is further in depth. This is a good time to launch a venture, changing careers, or even go into business for yourself. Be open to new acquaintances or even old friends who can introduce you to helpful people or provide insights on how to get things done successfully. This card may refer to resources from others that are not limited to money, but could also be gifts of time, wisdom, or material goods. So the last card is Three of Thought. Loving angels surround you, heal, and comfort you. The sadness you feel will fade away in time. So I'm feeling this is for those who have lost somebody. The sadness you feel will fade away in time, and then you'll be able to see clearly how important the situation has been for your spiritual growth, which might be something hard for us to realize, but it's to teach us something, and your loved one is going to continue to help guide you on that purpose and that journey. Take the time you need to forgive yourself and others. We've been talking about forgiveness, so that you can embrace the future with joy. So you cannot pick these cards to be any better than what they are for what we talked about. And just to read the full message of this, and just to depict what the picture is showing is an angel with beautiful wings with her hand on her heart, and just feeling love and compassion, extending her other hand to you to give you grace, to give you peace, and also to know that your loved ones are at peace and on the other side looking over you. Loving angels surround you now. Heaven offers healing to all who request it. The sadness you feel will fade away with time, and all that will remain is a stronger, more spiritually evolved you. There's no need to be alone. Seek out loved ones to spend time with. Ask your angels to help you find groups or organizations full of compassionate people who will embrace you with open arms. Give yourself time to heal while also reaching out for the joys of life. Always look for the positive in any challenge. Ask heaven to help you see the good that comes from adversity. You're an amazing person created by diverse experiences ranging from joy to sadness. The blending of these chapters of your life makes you one of God's beautiful and powerful children. Additional meanings: give comfort to a friend in need. Experiencing a loss, experience yourself and others, letting go of the past in order to embrace the future. Heart elements. Okay. So I don't want to go too long on this podcast, but I thought I would share a little bit more about me. My zodiac sign is a Cancer. And as a Cancer, I am a little bit more in tune to, as well as there are other signs with spiritual abilities. But like I said, everyone has the ability to evolve those gifts. So, putting my angel cards away. Thank you for giving us the messages that we needed to receive today. Tonight, next day, kind of. Okay, so
I got this book called The Little Book of Self-Care for Cancer, and you can find this at Barnes & Noble for your zodiac sign. I do recommend it because it gives you kind of idea, even though you probably already know your true self, this helps you to find ways to do self-care for your specific zodiac sign. But in the beginning of the book, this is by Constance Stellis. I hope I'm saying that right. It gives definition of what is self-care. So as a quick recap, it can have different... It can pertain to different areas of your life, including physical self-care, emotional self-care, social self-care, mental self-care, spiritual self-care, and practical self-care. So, we're focusing on spiritual, I'm going to read the spiritual part. It says, spiritual self-care is self-care that allows you to tap into your soul and the soul of the universe and uncover its secrets. Rather than focusing on a particular religion or set of religious beliefs, these type of self-care activities reconnect you with a higher power, the sense that something out there is bigger than you. When you meditate, you connect. While you pray, you connect. Whenever you do something that allows you to experience and marry yourself to the vastness that is the cosmos, you practice spiritual self-care. And the candle's flickering like crazy. And then the book goes into yin and yang and describing different signs that fit under the yin and fit under the yang. I am yin. And also my element sign would be water, but there's fire, earth, air, water. And then your sign qualities, which can be a cardinal sign, a fixed sign, or a mutable sign. Mine is cardinal sign, which means that cardinal signs initiate and lead in each season, like something that is just starting out. They are actionable, enterprising, assertive, and are born leaders. And it can also include Aries, Libra, and Capricorn. For water signs are instinctual, compassionate, sensitive, and emotional. It includes, besides Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Okay, and then you have your ruling planet. Mine is the moon, ruled by the moon. Cancer is nostalgic, emotional, and home-loving. I mean, most all Cancers know we are sensitive, emotional creatures. It's just something that pretty much a lot of people know. People might say we're too sensitive, too emotional. That helps you to be more in tune with a lot of things. So, yes, Cancer is a crab. So it can be kind of stubborn, working on that. Okay. And then it goes into what date range that is, the more definition of how to utilize that in how it can affect different parts of your body, and the motivation techniques, and I believe it does the same for all the other zodiac signs as well. The back kind of reads, it's me time, powered by the zodiac, welcome star powered strength and cosmic relief into your life with a little book of self-care for Cancer. And that's probably the starting for each of the zodiac signs, because like I said, there are different techniques that you can use based on your zodiac sign. So for those who are into astrology and spiritual development, soul growth, this is something that could be for everybody, but when you are more open to it, you will receive the messages a little bit more and it will speak to you more clearly. So I would say if you are not open to it yet, to first maybe start off with some yoga or meditation, and that will maybe open your mind a little bit more to getting closer to that if you are on the journey of discovering your life purpose and you're wanting your soul growth. And that can also probably help you and guide you in a lot of the issues that are going on in your life that might seem way bigger than they are, but might give you more answers than more heaviness or like more lean on the lighter side of connecting with the true purpose of what you are to fulfill and how to move forward and how to seek and get the answers that you need to move forward. So that's today's podcast. Again, every voice matters. Go out and vote November 3rd. Go on lavote.net. You can check to see, and that's just for Los Angeles County, but you know, you can just type in and you should be able to find really easily ways to vote. So go out and do that. Make sure that you're registered and that you get your ballot and find your how to mail it, or if you could, there's drop-off locations throughout, so find your nearest one and stay safe, be kind, and just remember we're all humans at the end of the day, and we all have in our hearts compassion that we have to dig for and bring out to share with the world, so we can share higher vibrations and spread joy and love and peace and serenity to all. God bless, and may the angels send you good positive vibes and numbers your way and signs.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.